This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yeah. When you go to tacticalholsters.com, if you go down the left side of their website on there for their shop, I mean, there's nothing you can't find. If you need a chest rig, they've got them. It's called the Contact Series. You need a belt, they've got them. You need a belt with all of the, you know, all the connections and all the attachments and everything to be a perfect gunslinger, they've got it ready to go, all in one piece. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. This weekend, I will be carrying my double stack pistol with two spare magazines, because the hoodlums will be out in full force this Inauguration Day weekend. You can count on it. I've been watching the criminal anarchist element since I've been out of the military, and I've been out of the military since 1990. I've seen the animal rights terrorists who have harassed and threatened and firebombed scientific researchers across the U.S. I've seen the anti-capitalist thugs who wreaked havoc on downtown businesses at the 1999 World Trade Organization meeting in Seattle. I watched on TV at the 2010 G20 Summit in Toronto to the Answer Coalition and Code Pink's not-so-peaceful peacenecks who disrupted congressional hearings and menaced veterans' memorials and military recruiting stations throughout the George W. Bush years, to the Occupy Wall Street vagrants and rapists of 2011-2012, to the rent-a-rioters who hijacked Ferguson, Baltimore, and other Black Lives Matter demonstrations across the police or against the police. Over the years, let's never forget the seditious mother in Olympia, Washington, who tied bandanas over her kids' faces and recklessly planted them in the middle of a street 10 years ago to block trucks carrying military shipments. She was so caught up in the excitement of her direct action that she dropped her baby on the ground as her anarchist compatriots threw rocks at police and soldiers driving around them. Then there were the progressive nitwits who handcuffed themselves to concrete-filled barrels in January 2015 and shut down traffic in the Boston area, risking the lives of crash victims waiting for an ambulance that was blocked to protest something. I'm not really sure what it was. Clenched-fisted troublemakers will use any mass gathering as an excuse to undermine civil society. Now, my goal, my plan, in the event that, and I mean, I've been seeing some of that around here. So my plan is, if that unfolds around me, is to walk around it, to back away, go back where I came from. If I cannot do that, things change. Nowadays, we have social media and the irresistible lure of virality, and that only strengthens their incentive to mess stuff up. And here's another thing that you can take to the bank. The fake stream protesters on the streets of D.C. will look the other way at these lawless vandals who leech onto any available cause. Their common goal is not social justice. It is destabilization and disorder. In Oakland, California, far-left activist Mayor Gene Kwan groveled to Occupy agitators and refused to crack down as small businesses were destroyed and cops were attacked. That's not when you do that. You never back down from that. Oberlin grad Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, Democratic Mayor of Baltimore, infamously created a safe space for rioters sabotaging inner-city businesses. Remember when she gave them room to destroy? The American Civil Liberties Union has written the literal playbook for redefining violent protest as free speech and obstructing police planning efforts to defend cities against left-wing chaos. Corey Flowers, a North Carolina-based law enforcement expert on domestic anarchists and criminal subversive groups, describes the persistent pot stirrers as cause parasites. In 2012, at the DNC convention, where international media coverage was assured, Flowers reported that anarchists had manufactured urine-filled eggs, acid-filled Christmas ornaments, and water guns containing urine, all meant to be used against the law enforcement security forces throughout the city. They were not protesting the DNC. They just wanted to attack the cops that were protecting them. 5 years later, investigative journalist James O'Keefe exposed D.C.-based anarchists associated with the hashtag DisruptJ20 movement on tape this week as they were plotting to invade inaugural balls with stink bombs, trigger sprinkler systems to force attendees out in the cold, chain themselves to metro trains, and hunt down city officials who act against them. They're saying, this is what they're saying now, okay? And listen, this is war. This is an act of war. This is an act against order. This is an act against civility. This is an act against society. If you try to close us down, we will look for your house. We will burn it. We will physically fight the police if they try to steal one of our places. We will go to war and you will lose. Many of these guerrilla punks employ something called black bloc tactics, wearing all black clothes to appear as a unified assemblage, giving the appearance of solidarity for the particular cause at hand, which allows virtual anonymity while conducting criminal acts as a group. They may be a fringe minority, but it's the continued tolerance of these vandals and looters and terrorist wannabes on the ground by the fake stream community organizers and politicians that gives them cover and power. Lee Stranahan, an independent journalist and blogger who covers protest movements for Breitbart, adds, "It's important that Americans not be lulled into a false sense of security by such an oversimplification. While it's been proven that funders like billionaire Soros and the Democrat Party have paid protest organizers and some protesters, groups like the violent Black Bloc typically aren't motivated by money, but instead come to protest because of their anti-American ideology, base criminal desires, and thrill-seeking." Opponent of President-elect Donald Trump's, they have accused him of inspiring violence and bringing out the worst in people. That's wrong. It's the active and passive sponsors of left-wing political mayhem that are the ones guilty of enabling it over the past quarter century. My advice to anybody out there this weekend, do not go looking for trouble. Live your life. Do not go looking for trouble. If trouble puts itself in front of you, be ready. If you can travel with more than one armed person, that would be better. I'm not saying to tool up and go out there and do something. You're going to have to use a whole lot of critical thinking in this, a lot of fast critical thinking. If something goes bad, the first course of action should be get out of there. That should be your first course of action, to get out of there. Being prepared to deal with things if they don't work out that's going to be your responsibility. I will be prepared to deal with things if they don't work out. I will be carrying a Glock 17 with two spare magazines, 51 rounds on tap. That's probably not enough. But that's what I'll have. So, hopefully I don't have to use that. That'd be really splendid. But that's coming this weekend. And, hey, it's going to continue on. This will be 4 years long until we root everything out. And sooner or later, there will be pushback against these groups. Don't kid yourself. They'll do something like they're talking about doing. And then when they do that, they will have gone too far. And then things will go sideways for them rapidly. When we get back, the constitutional authority of national reciprocity. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube is a treatment for your weapon. All the metal parts of your weapon. Rub it down with either the paste or the extreme and clean it with the solvent, or just get the CLP and just use one product on it, and you'll love the results. Check them out, froglube.com. A lot of discussion going on right now about national reciprocity, and for some people out there, they're looking and wondering about the power of Congress to pass it. And there seems to be a number of misconceptions about that as people try to figure that out. First, Congress is not required to state what power its authority to pass a bill falls under. Not at all. That's why they never discuss it. That's why it never comes up. The argument for whether a bill falls outside of Congress's enumerated powers is an argument for the courtroom. Previous national reciprocity bills have had statements speaking to Congress's power to pass it, but this latest bill, HB 38, does not. Had to hit the choke button, sorry. It is probably best that the bill does not discuss that, because national reciprocity relies on three powers, of which some arguably weaker than others, and from the strongest to the weakest, and this is just my opinion, reasonable people may differ from this, but first of all is the Commerce Clause. Much of our federal gun control law rests on Congress's power to regulate interstate commerce. That's why in much of the federal gun control law you see in affecting interstate or foreign commerce, and why you'll also find that type of language in HB 38. I believe that the courts have interpreted this power way too broadly. But if we can prosecute felons for possessing firearms because that firearm was once transported in interstate or foreign commerce, it would be interesting to see the court's reasoning on why it can't apply to firearms carried by civilians. So they've sort of already set that one up, teed that one up, if you will. That's why I believe this is probably the strongest argument for the bill, even if, you know, I don't personally like it. The Commerce Clause is, it's sort of maligned and stretched and everything else. The apple cart that would be upset by the courts rejecting what is sometimes called the herpes theory of the Commerce Clause is big and consequential enough that I don't think the federal courts would want to risk it. The 14th Amendment. A lot of people have argued that the Second Amendment trumps the 10th Amendment. I do not believe that per se. I just don't think the 10th trumps the 2nd is what it boils down to. But all of that is true. But only because the 14th Amendment made it so. The 14th Amendment states from interfering with the civil rights of Americans and also gives Congress the power to enforce that amendment via legislation. This is the power. I'd like to be the most solid, but we have a big complication with City of Bourne versus Flores, which argued Congress could not extend the meaning of a right beyond what the courts have recognized. It would be argued that Heller and McDonald both acknowledge a right to carry defensive arms, so in this case, Congress is not overstepping its bounds. Additionally, there is a right to travel under the 14th Amendment that is recognized by the courts and which provides us with additional structure in this area. So, finally, national reciprocity is something more suitable for Congress's powers than the courts. Courts can strike down laws, but the creation of a reciprocity regime is something only Congress can do appropriately. Then there's full faith and credit. A lot of people mistakenly believe driver's licenses are recognized in every state because of this clause. This is not the case. Driver's licenses are recognized in every state via an interstate compact or by direct state recognition. It is purely a function of state law. What the full faith and credit clause means is not terribly well defined. And it is believed that we'd have trouble with the public policy exception that the Supreme Court laid out in Pacific Employers Insurance versus Industrial Accident. I think that would be the weakest of the three to pursue. But since Congress has never done anything quite like national reciprocity, still out there. The other thing to consider is this. We've never had anybody that's going to be sitting in the Oval Office like Trump. Trump is not a lot of things most presidents have been. He's never been a politician. He's not a lawyer. He's never been in the military. He is purely a capitalist business guy. And as a capitalist business guy, he's going to be out there. And what he's going to do, since his capitalist chops, his business acumen comes from making a goal and keeping that goal and coming in maybe quicker and cheaper than the goal stated, he's going to pursue it. He's going to pursue it hard. So I would expect to see something get passed. We may see some, this will be a test for McConnell, what he's going to do with the Senate, because the Senate will be the harder of the hurdles in Congress to pass, but he can do it. There will be some Democrats that break ranks and vote for it, because the last time this came up in 2013, when the Democrats had the Senate, it got 57 votes. So we'll see what we see. We'll see who's still a Democrat. I'll be looking into that, who's still a Democrat that was there in April 2013 and how they voted on that. That would be an interesting thing to look at. But this is something that we need to get done just to show them we mean business. When I started this show a long time ago, a lot of people told me that, the gun issue is a very narrow issue to make it the only issue you talk about, which I don't really only talk about that. I talk about a lot of stuff because I think it all weaves its way back to the gun issue, if you will. But the gun issue is an excellent benchmark as to which way it's going to go. If a politician will look at you and tell you, I trust you to be carrying a gun around me, this guy's probably going to be a fiscal conservative. He's probably going to be a social conservative. He's probably going to value things like family values and, all these other things. Just a traditional, the traditional leave it to Beaver type mentality. The regular Americana. The normal, if you will. Those that are out there that think gun ownership means that you're going to kill yourself or you're going to kill your spouse or whatever else. We know which way they're going to be leaning. We know which way they're going to go. So we're going to see this fight. This will be one that is going to be a determining factor. We need to get this passed just to show the Democrats we can. Yeah. When we get back, some other people besides us are looking out there saying, smart guns are a pretty decent idea on paper, but they're never going to survive the reality of the marketplace, which is really the determining factor for anything. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a very nice warranty. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now then, smart guns. You know, the think Judge Dredd, the peacemaker, responds to your poem. A bright-eyed MIT undergraduate, impossibly branded the Mark Zuckerberg of guns, has recycled an age-old solution. Sort of looking, it's an answer to a question that nobody's asking. His name is Kai Klopfer. He is the undergrad lad in question. He received a $50,000 grant from the American Smart Tech Challenges Foundation in 2014. To develop his idea of a Beretta pistol fitted with a fingerprint sensor. Concept is exactly what you would expect. People whose fingerprint isn't saved into the pistol's memory can't pick it up and fire it. The idea is superficially attractive and plays into all kinds of public safety narratives. This past Friday, CBS interviewed him and with angel investor Ron Conway, a venture capitalist who backed Google and Facebook, labeling Klopfer the Mark Zuckerberg of guns. His concept is pretty straightforward, you might think. So, you know, is there a problem here? Well, yeah. Smart guns are uniquely an American phenomenon. Their history is pretty short, mainly because thanks to hard public attitudes against the technology and the perceived potential use or potential for use by people other than the gun's owner, adoption hasn't happened. There are none for sale. So most products like Klopfers are stillborn. This, by the way, coming from the UK Daily Mail, I think. So it's interesting to see that viewpoint. They look at how it boils down to the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees the right to bear arms. You see, U.S. gun culture, U.S. gun ownership revolves around the ever-present fear. Not unjustified, they say, that organizations wielding the power of the state will try to take guns away from the general population to impose some kind of tyranny on them. That's all based upon, you know, historical fact. Klopfer's smart gun works on the basis of a fingerprint reader. You press your dabs against the grip and ping. After a small delay for authentication, you can, you know, pull the trigger, firing to your heart's content. The reader is set onto the grip or into the grip, so your fingers bear against it as you hold the firearm normally, and it is powered by a battery. We'll talk about all of the shortcomings of that in just a second. An older but similar variation on the smart gun theme is Identilock. Instead of being integrated into the pistol, the Identilock is an external trigger lock. When you press your finger, your trigger finger to the reader, it verifies you are the owner and then drops away, exposing the trigger of the firearm. What could be better than that? One variation on integral smart gun tech was produced by Swiss firm Marini for their CM84E Competition 22 pistol. In that case, the electronic trigger unit was locked through a key and a toggle switch to turn the trigger on and off. The idea being sold as a combination between security and ability to practice dry firing without wearing out the pistol's mechanism. Electronic triggers are not a new thing. Okay. Security side of the idea never really caught on, though Marini refined the mechanics of the electronic trigger as an aid to consistency and still offers it today. Klopfer has also modified a Glock, and that features a fingerprint reader and a charging port, presumably micro USB, as his website talks of it being possible to recharge from any cell phone charger, and he boasts that its battery can last for up to a year. He also says that the latency between presentation of the finger and boom-boom time is around 1.5 seconds. We'll get to that in just a second. Something likely to alienate people who own handguns for self-defense on the grounds they expect their firearms to work instantly when required. Yeah. In a demonstration to CBS reporter Tony DeCoppel, Klopfer's prototype reportedly failed to fire. The fear among gun owners is that by adding this sort of electronic tech to their guns, they may make their guns vulnerable to unauthorized access by hackers, which I would have thought that based upon what the DNC is saying, this would be a very viable argument to make. And the also principal fears that the government will be the chief user of that access, perhaps by mandating backdoors into smart gun technology like they try to do with mobile phones and computers and ISPs and cable news and all this other stuff. In addition, the delay between picking up the gun and pulling the trigger could prove fatal, as an old American saying goes, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. Now, New Jersey has led the charge to force adoption of smart gun tech. Well, sort of. There, they have a plan, and it's still on the books, I think, that if there's ever one for sale, then every handgun in New Jersey has to be a smart gun for sale from that point on. That's one reason they've never been adopted, because people are trying to take care of the New Jersey gun owners. The upside to the smart gun is access control. Klopfer, this is what Klopfer says. Now, he's fallen for the line. He says, I learned that every 30 minutes in the United States, on average, a child dies or is injured by a firearm. Those children, by the way, live in Chicago, most of them. They're like between, 12 and 21 years old, and they're shooting each other. While both sides of the American gun control debate produce statistics and then argue about their validity, there's no disguising the sheer number of deaths from firearms in the U.S. many of which seem to occur as a result of someone who shouldn't have a firearm getting their hands on one. Here's the problem with smart guns. This is the big problem with smart guns. There's 660 million, maybe as many as 660 million dumb guns out there. You're never going to get them all off of the streets. You're never going to get them away from the gun owners. The legal gun owners are not going to give them up. And I'll tell you what we'll do. As soon as the police departments of New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Illinois, California, Hawaii, as soon as all of those guys run them and don't get murdered running them, and only them, I'll look at it. Okay. Until that point, this is a mute subject. You're not getting it. It's never going to happen. And by the way, you guys need to look at the headlines. I mean, come Friday, you're going to be non-entities. Smart gun technology is not, I mean, you know, the biometric sensor, which is what they're talking about. I've got one of those on my iPhone. See how long it takes me to put it up there. Okay. That took about a second and a half. Yeah. So, that's a long time to wait in a gunfight. A very long time. That's longer than anybody can afford to wait. And that's why we'll never see that kind of thing. Technology is a good thing, okay? But it's never going to meet all of society's needs. Never. It's always going to take our interaction, which is good. It's good for us. That means Skynet never ascends into a, you know, they never become sentient and start World War 20. And then the Terminators will not come. When we get back, the Pentagon did not want to commute the sentence of Chelsea. Obama overrode them, of course. This is Lock and Load.
Pistol threat armor is just not enough. KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I went to the range this past weekend, and then after I got done, I had a gun cleaning party with my special guest, Frog Lube, and it worked just like it. I mean, the Glock 20, it looked like I had rubbed charcoal inside the top part of that slide on the where the firing pin and everything was. Took a little bit of cleaning, but, the solvent worked its magic, and it was good to go. Froglube.com. Defense Secretary Ash Carter strongly opposed Barack Obama's decision to commute the sentence of former Army soldier and transgender whatever they are, Chelsea Manning, in effect allowing Manning to walk free on May the 17th. U.S. officials said that Carter opposed the decision in no uncertain terms, even though the administration in the end pushed a move through for two main reasons. The first being that he'd already served 7 years of a 35-year sentence, and the second that Manning showed remorse and accepted responsibility, according to ABC News. Both of which, how can they even be claimed to be reasons? Now, hopefully what Trump will do is he will listen to professionals like Mattis and let Mattis make the, he'll get out there since Trump has to make the final decision. Mattis will tell him what the decision should be, and then Trump will do it. This is what I'm hoping he does. On defense-related matters, Obama has always run up against the recommendations of those he has tapped to lead the Pentagon. He has gone through a different Secretary of Defense. He's had four. He's had one every 2 years. Two per term. In 8 years. Manning, is a former Army intelligence analyst who was convicted and sentenced in 2013 to 35 years in prison for leaking hundreds of thousands of documents against U.S. military activities in Afghanistan and Iraq to WikiLeaks. Now, listen, let me explain to you the difference between this and what people think happened with the DNC and Hillary Clinton and John Podesta and everything else. In the military, when you get a security clearance, if you violate that security clearance, you're going to jail. No, everybody who gets one knows it. There, and it's not a default that you're going to go to jail, but I mean, there's very little wiggle room in the military, in the UCMJ for that. And we all knew it. I mean, I had a security clearance. I handled one book they called the CEOI, the Communications Electronics Organizational Instructions, which was basically call signs and authentications and challenges. Those change from day to day. You needed to know authentications and challenges in case somebody called you up and said, hey, we need you to move to this grid square. You would challenge them. And they, if they didn't give you the correct authentication, then you weren't going anywhere. During the North Korean War, there were a lot of North Koreans that were saying, go take this hill, and then they would mortar the hill. So, I mean, that's all based upon historical fact as well. So when you, and I mean, if I had lost one page of that CEOI, that would have been it for me. That would have been a career. Maybe I would, you know, maybe having a P stenciled on my back, having all the rank yanked off of me, having U.S. Army yanked off of me, can't salute. I mean, you just become less than anything. So that's what happened to him, to Bradley, who's still Bradley, by the way. While in prison, supposedly Manning has suffered from poor mental health and has attempted suicide twice. Chase Strangio, the attorney for Manning, said that it's possible the commutation has saved Chelsea's life. I'm relieved and thankful that the president is doing the right thing in commuting Chelsea Manning's sentence, Strangio said in a statement. I'm not. This undermines our security. What is this going to do? This is not in good keeping with good military discipline. But they do get the pronouns right. Since she was first taken into custody, Chelsea has been subjected to long stretches of solitary confinement, including for attempting suicide, and has been denied access to medically necessary health care. That's a lie. This move could quite literally save Chelsea's life, and we're all better off knowing that Chelsea Manning will walk out of prison a free woman dedicated to making the world a better place and fighting for justice for so many. Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning, is a saboteur. How is that going to make the world a better place for Chelsea to walk out? How's that? How's that going to make? Republicans sided with Carter's opposition to the commutation. House Speaker Paul Ryan derided the decision as creating a precedent that leakers who endanger the safety of Americans won't have to serve a full sentence for what they've done. I guess it sort of makes sense given that Hillary Clinton's still walking around. You know? Ryan said, this is outrageous. Chelsea Manning's treachery put American lives at risk and exposed some of our nation's most sensitive secrets. GOP Senator John McCain, he echoed Ryan's sentiments. I'm stunned. President Obama's commutation of Chelsea Manning's sentence is a grave mistake that I fear will encourage further acts of espionage and undermine military discipline. It also devalues the courage of real whistleblowers who have used proper channels to hold government accountable. Do you notice that both Ryan and McCain refer to Bradley Manning as Chelsea Manning? I do not know if Chelsea Bradley has undergone a, what do they call it, a sex reassignment procedure. Even if she has, they didn't remove the chromosomes. They can rearrange things, cut things off, and divot things out. They can do all kinds of things, but it doesn't change the chromosome. By getting out there and going Chelsea Manning, these two clowns become complicit in the whole charade to begin with. This guy's name is Bradley Manning. He's a saboteur. He's a traitor. He violated his damn code. And you know what? Being in a military, I think everybody should be, everybody that breaks the law should go to a military lockup. I have taken, they send you on tours to your local military lockup. I got to go to the one at Fort Campbell, although I did accompany somebody to Mannheim one time. But I didn't get to go in and check it out. I just dropped them off. But at Fort Campbell, I got to see what the inmates go through. They have a pee on their back. When I'm walking down the hallway, if I'm walking down a hallway of a military prison, all of the military prisoners cannot look at me. They have to face the wall. They are worked from morning till night. They are punished. They are punished for this transgression. And if Bradley couldn't handle it, Bradley should have thought about that before. Maybe, you know, maybe Bradley was out there saying, I cannot in good conscience keep this. Well, hey, you know what? Don't do the crime if you can't do the time, Brad. I have said Chelsea Manning for the last time. That will be the last time you ever hear me say it. I don't understand how the world's going to be a better place by Bradley walking out on May the 17th. I don't understand what, you know, Obama's dog in that fight was. Don't get it at all. You know, was it because Bradley became a transgender that he decided to go after him? He likes to let loose a lot of people. He likes to let loose drug dealers, and he commutes a lot of gun criminals. A lot, I mean, the people that have committed crimes with guns, federal crimes, commutes them all the time. Then he gets out there and says, you must have gun control. Well, no, we don't. You're not even upholding the law, pal. Your hometown doesn't uphold the law. They come in last, dead last. I can take two more days of this, though. I can handle it. It's going to be cool. I can handle it. Tomorrow on the show, we should have Sam Hooper from Alien Gear Holsters. He should be rejoining us. He was a little under the weather last week. So that will be going on tomorrow. We'll talk some concealed carry with him and some other things. I have a video that's going to be going up about their new Cloak Mag carrier that is a very interesting innovation. So that'll be going up on YouTube tomorrow. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.